ga nu even door op het Engels. Dat heeft David ook aangehaald uit de tijd van Amerika. Hebben Wim en Ada ook leuke mensen ontmoet in Cincinnati, waaronder deze Melinda Barnhart, die nu op zich heeft genomen om het dagboek in het Engels te vertalen. Vanuit het verre Amerika stuurt zij een boodschap en dat wordt nu voorgelezen.
Melinda was inderdaad een vriendin die zeer getroffen was door het verhaal van verzoening van Wim. En zij schreef deze brief. I think that it is difficult to sum up the significance of someone like Wim Lindeyer. Someone who came to terms with his childhood wartime trauma with not only emotion and energy, but also rationality, so that he was able to communicate with and stimulate people in Kamaishi, Japan, to acknowledge and to come to terms with their own wartime history. He was a rare sufferer of trauma who was not only able to go on, but to become an agent of change. He made himself vulnerable by speaking calmly and openly about the pain of his loss, and even going so far as asking forgiveness for the hatred it had brought out in him. By doing so, he created a safe space for empathy and understanding on the part of his former enemies. And he did this in the manner of a Nelson Mandela, recognizing that truth and acknowledgement always have to accompany reconciliation. Lastly, I think that Wim managed to do this by passionately using a combination of all the dimensions of his personality, emotional, rational, and even subconscious, based on a dream he shared with me, and I must say, his faith. Thank you, Wim.